Coach Greg, he doesn't feel confident. He doesn't like how he looks. He's so whatever they would say.
One thing you realize in life is that for a lot of people, there is no truth, in their mind at least. The objective realities will exist outside, of course, but it still won't change the concept they see as the truth, as the reality in their minds. Their truth, their reality is simply what they wanna believe. And of course, this can be observed even in these circles, bruh. Like, some people watching these videos are not exempt from this. And you can't even blame the average viewer, really. Because they don't have the time or interest to do the research themselves. So they believe what they are told by, you know, whomever they want to believe. But this ain't a good thing when there is an abundance of intellectual dishonesty, a lot of lying. In times like this, where so-called influencers are simply morally bankrupt, and on top of that, intellectually dishonest, for a lot of people in these times, there is no truth. Only who they choose to believe. A very recent example of this is the creatine and hair loss argument under my recent video about what I should have done differently. Guys, if only the money was the only thing I have lost. I lost my hairline due to creatine, due to all those supplements. They accelerated my hair loss. People were like, oh, rehab, that's been debunked. Debunked, bro. I am debunking. Nothing has been debunked, guys. Nothing has been debunked. Or it has not been replicated. People who fell victim to the gym lobby misinformation came out in force and exposed themselves under that video. It is so obvious. They didn't really look into it beyond what they have been told by those influencers. You're gonna remember the same thing had happened in the diet insanity video. Bro, if you had read the very same study you are telling me to, you would have known that it mentions a change over multiple generations. But of course, people will just choose to believe something and ignore all the contrary evidence. When I said that I shouldn't have taken creatine for years on end, and that it only accelerated my hair loss, I cited a 2009 study on rugby players' DHT levels. It was double-blind, placebo-controlled study, meaning that, you know, neither participants nor researchers knew who was taking the placebo and who was taking the creatine. This is a way to eliminate bias. The experiment showed that the creatine group's DHT increased 40%, even after 3 weeks. 56% first week, then 40 for the remainder. When I brought it up, all the gym lobbyists came out of woods, as usual. Oh, bro, that has been debunked. When in reality, nothing has been debunked. And I know why they are saying that. Because the entire fitness industry is telling them, citing a review paper. I can practically guarantee you, guys, look at this. None of these commenters you see on this screen, none of them check the paper themselves. Zero, bro. They just keep regurgitating whatever fitness industry influencers those guys are telling them. Because at the end of the day, that is what they want to believe.
Well, I didn't really need it. A lot of people are probably commenting saying, oh, you had hair and this and this. And it's like, yeah, whatever. Now I have more hair.
Yeah, he looks like Sloth from the Goonies.
But before I explain to you guys why I said that creatine contributed to my hair loss, I didn't say it was the only factor, but it definitely accelerated it. Before I get to that, I will very briefly explain the basic terms for the uninitiated. Just the basic, simplified version so that everybody's on the same page. Everybody who watches this video understands what I am talking about. Guys, hair loss in men, male pattern balding, is mainly caused by your scalp, your hair sensitivity to DHT, short for dihydrotestosterone. It is a byproduct of testosterone. It is processed out of testosterone. An enzyme called 5-alpha reductase is what produces DHT out of testosterone. This in turn leads to DHT binding to hair follicles and making them shrink and fall out in men who are already predisposed to balding. But a lot of people don't get that. They say, oh, bro, rehab, it was genetic. I didn't say it wasn't genetic. You have to be genetically predisposed to it, of course. But there is a big difference, major difference between balding at 45 and at 25. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you are sensitive to DHT, if balding is running in the family, higher DHT levels will accelerate, will only contribute to this process, will make it faster. I am looking at the pictures of my father when he was young. This is the hair I should be having like maybe 20 years later, not now. And keep in mind that just because you have high DHT doesn't mean that you will experience balding. It is genetic, guys. It is not about how much DHT in total you have. It is about how sensitive your scalp, your hair follicles are to DHT. That is the entire thing. So what does creatine play in this equation? Creatine is a bodybuilding supplement. The main ingredient of it is also found in red meat, fish, and other products. A compound helpful for muscle building. But when you use that product, supplement, you get it in much higher concentrated doses. So basically, you don't have to eat a kilogram of meat every day. So when I stated that creatine supplement increases DHT, the usual gym cell lobby came out in force. Like none of these guys actually have done the reading themselves. They are just repeating whatever they heard from those so-called fitness gurus. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and yes, creatine does not make you go bald. Trust me.
Does creatine cause hair loss? Well, in 2009, this study on 20 rugby players found that creatine increased a hormone called DHT. And since DHT is known to shrink hair follicles in men predisposed to balding, some speculated that if creatine boosts DHT and DHT is linked to hair loss, then maybe creatine causes hair loss. There are several problems with this. First, the DHT increase in that 2009 study was tiny. This is the normal healthy range, so the increase was well within normal limits.
But 40-50 increase is anything but tiny. In order for DHT to cause hair loss, it doesn't have to be over the normal limits. Hair loss ain't about DHT levels being over the limit. It is about how sensitive your hair is to DHT. You can have a really high DHT and also have full of hair, Norwood zero. But if you are sensitive to DHT, 40-50% increase is a very, very big difference. It is anything but tiny. Tiny, like, brother. A 5'4 height is not what we are talking about here.
Also, exercise can increase DHT by similar amounts. So if you're avoiding creatine out of fear of DHT, you might want to skip the gym too.
Another lie. Yes, exercising also increases your testosterone levels, which in turn increases your DHT levels, but it is nowhere near the numbers found in the study. 40%, 50%. Exercising, weightlifting increases DHT, but it is about 10% according to the studies. It is a far cry from 50%. But I'm gonna admit this. What he said is technically true. You can somewhat increase your testosterone levels by eating a lot of fish, red meat, but also, you know, weightlifting. Supplement creatine itself is basically providing you with what you would get with red meat in high concentrated doses. That is the entire purpose of it. So yes, if you are predisposed to balding, weightlifting and eating a lot of meat, red meat, will naturally increase your testosterone levels and therefore lead to higher DHT as well. But so far, based on research, this increase ain't 50%. Guys, also keep in mind that according to the 2009 study, there isn't a significant increase in testosterone, but only in DHT, which is arguably worse. Like, it increases what makes you bald, but it doesn't give you the benefit of higher testosterone, which is brutal, bro. What did I do to myself, man? I told you guys, I didn't have a rehab room growing up. I mean, DHT is basically working as the exact opposite of finasteride and dutasteride. It basically increases the 5-HR activity. The same happens with roid users as well. It is steroids that skyrocket the testosterone.
Daddy or not?
What do you think, bro? I'm 22.
You're 22 years old? Really?
Yeah.
That's it? Damn.
Daddy, bro? With the beard and going bald.
Well, I was gonna come around and be like, so we're going around interviewing all the natural bodybuilders in the gym.
That is also why bodybuilders who are on gear tend to be balding a lot more than the average. When you look at a lot of those figures who are running gear, you will realize that, okay, this is the case. One of the reasons, not the only reason, but one of the reasons why they look so old at such young ages. The dude is maybe 25, but looks 45. And I would go even one step further. I would say even among general normal gym rotters, even those who don't use steroids. I mean, if I judge by my years of experience at the gym, going off of my experiences alone, even non-steroid using dedicated gym bros experience balding a lot more on average. And it makes sense too. More testosterone to be converted to DHT. Guys, there is nothing in this life I am more sure about than a dude at the gym with a hat on, balding, being bald. Like, I used to see them at the gym all the time. Years on end. Like, take that hat off. Take it off. The jig is up, brother. You know the line, it is better to keep silent and be taught a fool than to speak and remove all the doubts. In their minds, they are running the same tactic. They are like, it is better to run the hat game, put on a hat, and without Bolt, than to remove the hat and all the doubt also. At this point, I am more sure about a guy with a hat on at the gym balding than an actual bald man, you know.
But the real kicker is that the 2009 study measured serum DHT, not local DHT, at hair follicle sites. And it's hair follicle DHT that's linked to hair loss, not serum DHT.
This is such a silly, unfortunate statement. I mean, he's reaching here. He's talking like DHT in the scalp, in hair follicles, is something completely different than serum DHT. If you increase the serum DHT levels, you are going to increase the DHT levels at follicles also. There is the entire reason why finasteride and dutasteride work. They make the 5-HR enzyme go amped up. They don't target DHT at hair follicles only. They lower the DHT systematically throughout the entire body. That is why it has a 90% result rate. In men who experience balding, that is of course. So what Jeff says here is just hopeful thinking. Oh, there is DHT throughout the body, but DHT level at hair follicles will be different for some reason. Yeah, sure, bro. The amount of brain-melting comments I see from the gym rat industry is just crazy. Because their whole thing, yes, guys, understand, their whole shtick is, use this, take this. Trust me, it doesn't cause any hair loss. Of course you are gonna say that. You are selling gym products. I mean, you guys are lucky. Gym rotters of this channel are lucky. You guys are initiated, bro. So many of you are already on finasteride and dutasteride. So of course you can shill for creatine, safe and sound, behind the safe glass of finasteride. It doesn't affect you anyway. But me, I didn't have that information. I didn't have a rehab room growing up. I used creatine for years on end. I mean, sure, I always gonna end up with this hairline maybe. That is true. That is genetic. But not this early, bro. Not this early. If I knew, I would have never used creatine. Or at least, at the very least, I would have taken finasteride and dutasteride with it. Because whatever DHT you are gonna gain with creatine, finasteride is gonna offset that. And then some more. For reference, finasteride decreases your serum DHT by about, you know, 60-70%. So 40-50% is anything but tiny. I was mind blown.
Also, out of the thousands of studies on creatine, not a single one has actually shown hair loss directly. So I highly doubt that creatine causes hair loss, and it doesn't seem to be a legitimate science-based concern.
And this is where the intellectual dishonesty comes in. This is what keeps getting echoed by everyone else who doesn't even do a very basic research. Oh, thousands of researchers on creatine, but no links to hair loss. Because they were not testing for hair loss, my guy. The hair concern and DHT was not in the scope of those experiments. They were just looking for performance changes. They were not controlling for hair loss. This is repeated by other influencers in the fitness industry as well. But nobody actually shows one single study that tries to replicate it, but fails to do so. It wasn't replicated because they were not trying to replicate it. They were not testing for DHT levels, only for testosterone. If you only looked at T levels, the study on rugby players says the same thing as well. It didn't show a significant change in testosterone.
My Mount Rushmore of supplements would be creatine monohydrate. It's very safe. There are people who have been hand-wringing about creatine for a long time, and the worst thing that you can say about it is people say, well, it causes hair loss. No, there was a single study in 2009 that showed creatine supplementation increased DHT. That is not the same thing as showing hair loss. DHT is a marker, and that is a mechanism. That's never been replicated.
There is a slight rise in a hormone called DHT, but there has been no data to show that creatine causes any hair loss.
There is no concrete scientific evidence linking creatine to hair loss and acne. There have been 12 additional studies that have investigated the correlation between creatine supplementation and testosterone levels. Now, out of those 12, there were only two that showed any kind of increase in total testosterone, and they found it to be insignificant.
Fitness influencers are pushing for this 12 studies thing. You might wonder where they get this number from. 12 studies. It is based on a 2021 review paper published in a sports nutrition journal, a creatine journal. It is an article, just reviews the existing literature. It is the same thing I do here, just so we are clear on that. It is not a study. Now, let's look at the content of that paper, because this is why the entire supplement and fitness industry keeps saying, oh, it has not been replicated. It is as little as this, by the way, not even full one page, bro. It basically explains the actual study done on rugby players and then tries to poke holes in it without actually showing contra evidence, contra data. Notice how unprofessional it is. But training can also increase DHT. That ain't what we are talking about here. It just shows you that whoever wrote this piece had an agenda in his mind. Did you notice that he says that it hasn't been replicated, but doesn't actually refer to a study? There is no citation number. Do you know why? Because it has not been replicated. And it has not been replicated because they didn't try to replicate it. None of the cited studies here actually tried to measure DHT. The experiments this article mentions are just athlete performance studies that include general T levels but don't control for DHT or hair loss. Even beyond this, even beyond citations given in this study, I tried to find it myself. There's stronger evidence. I looked myself. I just couldn't find any. Positive or negative. There are plenty of studies that look into testosterone, but not DHT. I only found one project that has been withdrawn from University of Texas, but that's about it. If they didn't cancel that, that would have been a good additional data regarding this. The project was supposed to be very similar to the rugby player study, double-blind placebo-controlled project, to look for DHT changes. Now, if that project was not cancelled, it would actually shed some light. Then it says, oh, studies show that there has been no significant T-level changes. 2009 rugby player data also shows no testosterone changes. There is no contradiction here. And then it says, in the rugby study, the creatine group's baseline DHT level was 20% lower than the placebo group. Bro, that is because it is a double-blind study. It is randomized. But the fact that it showed a 56% increase in the first week and then 40% 3 weeks after is not something you can just brush aside. That fact doesn't really suggest that the result would have been different. I would say the biggest weakness of the 2009 experiment is the sample size. Results of 20 athletes. But it is the best we have so far. This is the best evidence we have. And here is the most comical line. Peep this. While it is possible that creatine supplementation upregulated 5-alpha reductase activity in these males, potentially leading to increased formation of DHT, no study has reported hair loss / baldness in humans. So, whoever wrote this article admits here that it is possible that it upregulates 5-alpha reductase activity, but still pushes the narrative. Oh, no study has shown hair loss. Because they were not looking for it. That is why, brother. What bothers me is the intellectual dishonesty. He admits that they didn't control for DHT itself, but what is the conclusion he reaches? The lying part. He wasn't directly lying before. He was still writing a curated opinion piece, still trying to push an idea on readers, but he was not directly lying up until this point. In summary, the current body of evidence does not indicate that creatine supplementation increases total testosterone, free testosterone, DHT, or causes hair loss, baldness. You don't know that. You can't include DHT there because you don't know that. Current body of evidence does show an increase in DHT. There is one study done on this matter and that shows significant DHT increase. You can't jump to conclusion to say, oh, it doesn't increase DHT when you don't have any counter data. If there's a study comes out tomorrow that shows, look man, here's a newer, better 200 subject study, which shows no significant change in DHT, then you can reach that conclusion. Because the current body of scientific evidence does indicate an increase in DHT, which is honestly supported by a lot of anecdotal evidence as well. And guys, trust me, I have literally checked every single study that this paper has cited. I went through all of them. From 60 to 71. One by one. Hair loss and DHT was not in the scope of any of those studies. Guys, you gotta understand something. This industry, sports supplement papers and journals are running a narrative. It is not in their financial interest to give you the truth. My opinion is not set in stone. I genuinely searched if there's another well-done study on DHT and creatine intake, but I couldn't find. If there is, which is contradicting with the 2009 study, I am willing to change my stance. That is the difference between me and them. If a study, new, better, more comprehensive study comes out tomorrow that contradicts with 2009 data, I would be willing to update my opinions. and voice them loudly as well. But if the new study actually agrees with the rugby player data, those guys would still keep writing curated articles or stay silent at best, because they are worried about their bread. And guys, just to make one thing clear for not very sharp viewers among you, I am not saying don't use creatine. What I said in that video was, I wouldn't have used it personally myself the way I did if I knew what I know now. What I am telling you is just be aware of the potential consequences and don't fall victim to the intentional misinformation campaign from the fitness industry. Be cautious. Know that so far there is an evidence that links creatine intake to higher DHT. So take the necessary precautions. Go get a blood test before hopping on it. This is very, very easy. Very easy to check what is your serum DHT before and after. And if you are still adamant on using creatine, but also don't want to risk any balding, then you might look into 5-HR inhibitors like finasteride and dutasteride. I am not saying don't use creatine. I am just telling you the truth that so far, there is an experiment that links creatine to DHT increase. That study itself may not be 100% airtight proof, but for now, it is the best we have. And anecdotal evidence also seems to be pointing to the same. And the final point of this video to wrap it up. Guys, I am not making this video to change gym rotter lobbyists' opinions. I know for a fact that their mind is all made up. Even if there were 100 studies out there showing the same thing, you know what they would do? They would keep parroting whatever their favorite gym rot influencer is telling them. You gotta understand, for those who didn't stay true to the BP, there is no truth. Only who they choose to believe. Don't be a free agent in life.